het begin.
Ik weet niet.
Ik kan het voorzien dat.
Ja, wel. That's just some.
Oké.
Okay. I've made a presentation.
Right.
But I'll open it on the smart board. So we can all see it. So it's in the project documents, because that's what we can find here. Well, prachtig. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So, I'm the project manager, so I have to fill it in. Well, we'll have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening, and then we'll meet each other. But we already do, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here, so that we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So, this is the opening. We have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So, we want it to be original, so a nice new design. Trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern. And friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to have the right buttons in the right place, all of those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we will do some individual work, get meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. And the rest also works the same, so when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. Okay. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just that. I want to. Of course, it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try to write on the big white. Does it?
Yes,
that works.
Eraser. Okay. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. We can. You can save a file, so if we draw, we have to save everything, don't throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we can start a new one, and we just go on, and don't throw anything away, just let them all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish, you have to write. It's not as fast as you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint, so
it's good. All right. Yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a smart board. So that's fantastic. Well, this speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So. We all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So I'm going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice Beast, I don't know. What
Beast
happened
and
to
bear.
the guy? Oh.
I hope this was part of the assignment and not your I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal
I just said it's not my idea, but I am pregnant and officially this is my idea.
We're losing time.
The first meeting is just a bit loose.
Loose enough.
But meeting each other and
nice.
I hope our industrial designer does this better because this is
don't come on.
No.
A few.
Yeah,
just a guess.
yes, guess.
Hippo.
Well, I should take it in now.
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
I don't think so.
Well, I know.
Well, what is it?
That's
I don't know how to call it.
Yeah!
You're
a difficult English word. I didn't name it myself.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful.
Those guys.
So, we can we're going back, and now our industrial designer can draw its most favorite animal.
Thank you.
Chief, I'm the industrial designer.
Oh, what's marketing designer?
I think it resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruna.
It's 90.
90? What kind of animal is that then?
I think. Can I say?
Yeah, sure.
It's a rabbit. <red. laughs>
It's a rabbit. Well, looks very nice, right?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
I want to erase it.
No,
No.
Save it and start a new. Save it.
Yes.
You are very
and start a new black black
very
document.
Important documents, of course.
Yeah, well, we have to save everything. So
right.
Now, next one. And then save it and start a blank document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different, pen wipes, the line, the thickness.
Right.
So, you should try it, but.
I should have made mine white.
Well, you could have, but
he deliberately
it's speaks for
an animal we don't know the English word for.
What the?
It looks like an
just a duck.
Looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
Pino.
Nice.
Big Bird.
It's
you're
the
standing
duck.
In front of
it's
it. I can
see. Is the plane?
Right. That's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw
do we have
circles
to,
that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah. Just a bit childish, but.
Do we have to name a specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well let's save the document and then. And then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will choose
go.
A new color and a new pen wipe. So
why
do
I
to
do the difficult task?
No.
Well, first.
Yeah. And then you go to format, I think.
Current
and
color.
Current color. And I find new. You choose
I
a
like
new color.
they don't have pink.
And a new pen wipe. Also format. It's not like in paint.
Huh?
Line wipe. And you can choose
line
nice
width.
Width. Width. With each other.
50. And now you can draw?
Yeah. So, just the way, that's the way it works. So,
it's quite easy.
It's a pussy kid.
Okay. I'm a pussy.
The line width is too thick. But
well, then you change it. And erase things.
What? big.
Smiles nicely.
Super pig.
Now I have to change mine. One.
So. These are the whiskers, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
No, it looks great.
Meow. Oh. If this isn't obvious.
Well.
Just save it.
Yeah,
I'll
save it.
alright, save.
And start a new blank document.
Here? Blank.
Yep. So, that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well,
oh,
I feel comfortable now.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
It's
I feel
group spirit.
Yeah, that's it. We're one big happy family now. Well, then the serious stuff. We want to set it at €25 internationally. And so we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but €25. Our profit aim is worldwide €50 million.
So
I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at €12.50. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff. And marketing research. Now, then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
So we can sit down because presentation can wait. We can take notes. And, well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to compare anything about
No, I did.
It's not my case to talk about the experience with current remote controls.
Well, just we're at four. If you just have one.
It's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors.
Yeah.
Get the good points, try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Hey.
On our corporate site, I saw a new DVD player we're gonna produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television in your DVD player with the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe. Because we want to set off, well, 50 million?
Yes, 50 million is our aim to profit, so.
So a lot of people have to be able to use it.
Yeah.
So
buttons have to have international recognizable buttons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and that agriculture and people in the country can recognize.
I'll make notes and then maybe, I put it in the project folder when I'm done there.
Mm-hmm.
Just now.
I was
wondering,
we shouldn't have too many buttons.
That's right.
You
don't use the half of them. That's international.
Well, you could make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and make the other buttons multi-functional or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And maybe we even have more than just a DVD player. Don't we have other...
we should make it compatible.
We also just released a TFT
sauce. Kind of standard television,
yeah.
So we also have some.
Yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remote already have some experience with remotes. So I think most people do.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but we can.
It's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to control with it.
Except if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah, we need to keep it consistent with other
because we look at competitors, and if we pick up the good things about that and give the nice design.
Yeah, but it's
that should be
that's
different than usually at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could use more form or shape or color.
Yeah, the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about the like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing.
Yeah.
You can make it triangle shaped.
More oval or something.
Oval.
And
we can use
yeah.
It as a game pad.
Oh,
I see. Two hands.
One hand has the beer.
Yeah,
the other
yeah,
hand.
Yeah.
No, the young people want something different than this.
Well,
yeah,
we already
quite important.
One of our aims is that it has to be original and trendy.
It has to be
so.
Yeah. But you still have to know it's a remote, nothing.
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We can imagine because it's a long time on the market, so
yeah.
the form will have been tested out. So,
yeah, so the long box shape thing must be beautiful.
Yes.
Or
well,
else
for me personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just in a square middle, I don't like to use them. I have it has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have, and then the button that I use most has to be here.
Long box shape. And you have to
it fits your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't
really
want the long box shape.
Why not? It has to be custom made for the hand.
Yeah,
that's a few. Those new DVD players on the market do have those.
Like
yeah,
make another shape, but then you
have. No, if you look at new Philips, the new remotes aren't box shaped.
That's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
okay,
what do you suggest then?
Well, most of them are falling thicker at the end, and
yeah, right.
But thinner
it
towards
fits
the other end.
Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with some round. Forms
it has that shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, all right, but it's still sort of box. Yeah, it has
yeah,
round
yeah.
forms, but in the end it's still box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No, I don't mean an entire box like square, but also with round edges, of course. But in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah, it should be
box shape with. Convenient round shapes.
Right. Maybe something like this. Or
and
then
a
button here to switch
like
between different systems, like
DVD
player, and so you can.
A big recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind of a there.
Yeah.
With the numbers.
We have 5 minutes left, so.
The button should also be not too small, not too big for us.
Yes.
Not too close.
But it should be
possible
to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
So there has to be some space between the buttons.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. To have icons to explain the different functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe if you do it colors.
Oh
yeah. I think maybe we can use like on cell phones those. Pointers.
Yeah.
You can put on them.
That's
so
kind
you can customize your own remote with different colors or paint job.
Sound nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the field loop.
Yeah.
Well, it's just about our first ideas now. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials and markets, etc. Yes.
It's important to notate all the decisions that
yes.
So
well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about what we're going to do. You'll get specific instructions when you're back in your room. So it's logical, I think.
No problem.
Oh, and that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Now we can still talk about the materials. We have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber. I don't
Yeah, it shouldn't be too heavy.
Well, I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not be loose.
And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to connect things.
Is there a universal way of transmitting from the remotes to the televisions? It's all about.
I think so. It's,
it's not that
in
China it's
standard
different.
Way. Yeah. No, infrared beams.
Yeah. But you can have, of course, different between DVDs and televisions.
Yes,
and
so we make a universal remote, so
yeah.
It has to work with all kinds of brands. And
without TVs, it wasn't made in China and that sort of thing.
Probably, yeah. China rules.
And, the user presses a button and with an infrared beam. But the signals, television set accordingly, that's pretty obvious.
Are we going with the front, Frontis idea?
Well, I think we can
I
look into that in the next
universal.
Yeah.
And you can always use the front on it. You know, you can use the display.
Yes.
But you can. Mm-hmm.
Well, just you get a normal front with it, but you can change them when you buy it.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So. Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra efforts, like for us.
But the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah.
Simple
yes.
color, not very flashy.
Well, it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver, we'll make them black and silver. So.
Standard. But people often don't like bright colors or something.
You have to make it gray. Young people.
Yeah, but then you can use front.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
That's marketing research.
It's
you can ask.
I will investigate.
Yes. Well, a user interface, you can I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Also
like
the look and feel of the
the
remotes also might
What's the URL of the website?
Yeah,
I
didn't know.
You went
to the company
website.
Well,
it's
just
if you
start up
your
internet.
Finish meeting now!
Oh, alright.
Well,
we'll
go to
back end.
Well, it's great.
This meeting is
in 30
minutes,
but I think you will be warned. So to get over here, I'll have to restore my desktop because it's half of the normal size.
All right.